Good morning, beloved, and thank you for inviting me into your homes for this Thursday edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Today we are going to be reading from Isaiah chapter 35, verses 1 through 10. The land of God's people is pictured as blooming and rejoicing because the Lord will bring his people back from exile. The people will return on a highway called the Road of Holiness that the Lord himself will prepare. And again, God's guiding word for us this week is hope. So, let's begin reading Isaiah chapter 35, beginning at verse 1. The desert will rejoice, and flowers will bloom in the wastelands. The desert will sing and shout for joy. It will be as beautiful as the Lebanon mountains and as fertile as the fields of Carmel and Sharon. Everyone will see the Lord's splendor, see his greatness and power. Give strength to hands that are tired and to knees that tremble with weakness. Tell everyone who is discouraged, be strong and don't be afraid. God is coming to your rescue, coming to punish your enemies. The blind will be able to see, and the deaf will hear. The lame will leap and dance, and those who cannot speak will shout for joy. Streams of water will flow through the desert. The burning sand will become a lake, and dry land will be filled with springs. Where jackals used to live, marsh grass and reeds will grow. There will be a highway there, called the Road of Holiness. No sinner will ever travel that road. No fools will mislead those who follow it. No lions will be there. No fierce animals will pass that way. Those whom the Lord has rescued will travel home by that road. They will reach Jerusalem with gladness, singing and shouting for joy. They will be happy forever, forever free from sorrow and grief. And then the key verse for today is Isaiah chapter 35, verse 2. Everyone will see the Lord's splendor, see his greatness and his power. Beloved, we need to understand that God is always in the business of putting together, not tearing apart. He's putting together his family. His family has run away. His family has deserted him and gone into foreign countries. And there is coming a time when he's going to bring his family back together again. And when God's family is finally reunited, living together, it's going to be a wonderful time for all of us. Let's pray. God of abundance, your word today is one of gladness and joy. Open my eyes, ears, and heart to your splendor so that I can proclaim your greatness and power. Help me to follow your road of holiness. I will sing and shout your praise. Amen. Well, that brings our Thursday morning to an end. Join us tomorrow morning when we will be reading from Isaiah chapter 40, verses 1 through 17, where the prophet Isaiah offers words of hope. Until tomorrow then, beloved, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.